네, 안녕하십니까.
Hello, everyone.
음악이 너무 좋죠.
The music is wonderful, right?
네, 감사합니다.
Thank you.
성경 말씀 읽겠습니다.
Let us read from the Bible.
요한복음 제8장입니다.
John chapter 8.
요한복음 8장 1절 말씀부터 읽겠습니다.
John chapter 8, we'll read from verse 1.
요한복음 8장 찾으셔서 1절부터 제가 읽겠습니다.
If you found it, I will read to you from verse 1.
예수는 감람산으로 가시다 아침에 다 성전에 들어오시니 백성이 다 나오는지라 앉으사 저희를 가르치시더니
Jesus went into the Mount of Olives and early in the morning he came again to the temple and all the people came unto him. He sat down and taught them.
서기관들과 바리새인들이 간주에 잡힌 여자를 끌어와서 가운데 세우고
And the scribes and Pharisees were unto him a woman taken as unto him and they had set her in the midst.
예수께 말 선생의 이 여자 가늠하다 현장에 잡혔나이다.
And they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken adultery in the very act.
모세는 율법에 이러한 여자 돌로 치라 명하였고 선생은 어떻게 말하겠나이다.
Now Moses and the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou?
저희가 이렇게 말하면 고소할 조건 없고자 예수를 시험함이라. 예수께서 몸을 굽히다 손가락으로 땅에 쓰시니.
This day is to tempt him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not.
저희가 묻기를 마지 아니한지라 이에 일어나 가라사대 너희 중에 죄 없는 자면 돌로 치라 하시고.
So when they continued asking, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her.
다시 몸을 굽히 손가락으로 땅에 쓰시니.
And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground.
제가 이 말을 듣고 양심의 가책을 받아 어른으로 시작하였죠. 젊으니까 한 시간 나가고 오직 예수 그 가운데 서는 여자만 남았다.
And they which heard it being convicted by their own conscience went out one by one, beginning at the eldest even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst.
예수께서 일어나서 여자와 아무도 없는 것을 보시리시되 여자 너를 고소하는 그들이 어디 있느냐 너를 정죄한 자가 없느냐.
When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee?
대답하여 주여 없나이다. 예수께서 가라사 나도 너를 정죄하지 아니하느니 다시는 죄를 범치 말라.
She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more.
여기까지 읽었습니다.
Here we read 2, verse 11.
여러분 저희들이 예수님 안에 들어온 이후에
Everyone, after we have entered inside of Jesus
예수님의 말씀이 우리 가운데 굉장히 놀라운 일을 하십니다.
The words of Jesus does very amazing things inside of us.
성경 속에 들어가 보면
And when we enter into the Bible
이 세상에 어디서 얻을 수 있는 귀한 은혜가 거기에 담겨 있습니다.
Within it we find a precious grace that we cannot find anywhere else in the world.
사실 세상에 사람의 마음을 뺏는 것들이 참 많이 있지만
Actually there are many things in the world that steal away people's hearts.
성경 말씀 오늘 이것보다 더 귀한 것은 없습니다.
But there's nothing more precious than the words of the Bible.
사람이 페니실린을 만들 때
when people made the penicillin.
이제 그 처음에 아프리카에 어떤 사람들이 손을 다치거나 팔을 다치 상처가 나면은
And so first in Africa when people hurt their hands or hurt their arms
그때 이제 그 썩은 나무 껍질을 덮으면 손이 너무너무 잘 낫는 거예요.
And then when they got rotten tree barks and put it on their hands, the hands would heal very, very well.
그래서 이제 그 이제 페니실린이 발명하게 이른
And that's how they came to discover the penicillin.
어느 날 그들이 세균을 키우고 있습니다.
And one day they were cultivating germs.
옛날엔 세균을 치료할 약이 없기 때문에
Long time ago they had no medicine to fight the germs.
별것 아닌 것에도 우리가 다리를 끊고 손을 끊어야 했어요.
And so over something small you had to amputate your leg, your hand.
펜시 발명하고 난 뒤에
But after the penicillin was developed,
펜시린 가지고 굉장히 많은 병을 고칠 수 있게
And 때문에. With penicillin they were able to treat many many diseases.
인류가 얼마나 평안하고 아름답게 살게 된지 모릅니다.
And so we were able to live very, very peacefully and beautifully.
한 연구소에서 세균을 배양하고 있었는데.
And there was a lab. They were cultivating germs.
어떤 이상하게 가운데 세균이 다 죽은 거예요.
And then they saw that at the center of a point, all the germs were dead.
연구를 해봤는데.
They thought, what's wrong? And they searched it.
마치 아래층에 있는 푸른 곰팡이가 바람에 날려와가지고 2층의 창으로 들어와서. 그 세균을 배양하는 그 가운데 떨어진 거예요.
And so the blue fungus from the second floor, from the lower level, it came up into the second floor and hit the center of the area where they were cultivating germs.
너무 놀라운 것은 그 푸른 곰팡이가 떨어진 그 위에 세균이 다 죽어버렸어요.
The amazing thing is where the blue fungus landed, all the germs had died.
옛날에 아프리카 사람들은
People of Africa a long time ago
도레라 산에 가서 몸에 상처가 나면은
when they go to the fields or the mountains when they get cuts in their bodies
그냥 거기다 썩은 나무 껍질을 갖다 덮고 해요.
They just cover themselves with the rotten tree barks.
그 썩은 나무 껍질 안에 푸는 곰팡이가 있어.
And instead of the rotten tree barks there was the blue fungus.
세균을 너무너무 잘 죽여 주는 거예요.
And it killed off the germs very very well.
그래서 이제 요즘 말은 우리가 마이신 뭐 이런 것들이 나왔는데
And so that's what part about the products like mycine.
특히 테라마이신이라는 것 여러분 아십니까?
And so have you ever heard of the teramycin?
Teramycin 말은
teramycin
아주 능력이 좋은 걸 표현하기 위하여.
You know, to express how powerful it is.
보통 기가 테라 기가 메가 키로
kilo
메가
mega
기가
giga
테라
tera
바로 했지요.
That's right, right?
맞습니까?
Is that right?
키로의 동그라미 세
Kilo gets three zeros.
Mega gets it.
Mega gets three more zeros.
Giga gets it.
Giga three zeros.
Tera gets it.
And Tera three zeros.
그러니까 12개의 동그라미 붙인 그 뭡니까 마이신이란.
And so mycine with 12 more zeros after it.
물론 그 많은 성능이 있는지 모르겠지만 성능이 좋다는 표현하기 테라마이신이라는 걸
만들어. I don't know if it's that capable, but to show its capability, it's called the teramycin.
여러분 우리 인류는 삶을 살면서.
Everyone, as we mankind live life.
거짐없이 많은 것들을 발명해 왔어.
Endlessly we invented so many things.
여러분 성경 이러면 너무너무 놀라운 게 뭐냐면.
But when we read the Bible, the very amazing thing is.
저는 요한복음 8장 가늠한 여자 이야기 읽으면서
As I read John chapter 8 about the story of the woman taken into adultery
제가 너무너무 기가 막혀서
And it was so amazing to me
어떻게 이게 가능하냐
How is this possible?
잘 아는 가늠한 여자 가늠하다 잡혔습니다
And as we already know the woman was taken in the act of adultery
그냥 가늠하다 잡혀서
She was caught in adultery
돌에 맞아 죽게 끌려가고 있었어
And she was being taken over to be stoned to death
유나라 보면은 여자가 자기 남편 아닌 다른 남자 가늠을 하게 되면
In the country of Judah, if a woman commits adultery with somebody who's not her husband,
돌로 때려 죽이는.
She is supposed to be stoned to death.
불행하게도 여자는 가늠을 했고
Unfortunately, she committed adultery.
잡혀가지고
She was caught.
돌에 맞아 끌려가고 있어.
And she was being taken to be stoned.
자, 여자 가늠하다가 이제 잡혀서 돌에 맞아 죽 끌려가고 있는.
And so she was now being caught and taken to be stoned to death.
그들은 생각했습니다.
And then they thought,
예수님이 이 여자를 살려준다는 건 상상도 하지.
They would never ever imagine that Jesus would save this woman.
다만 예수님이 여자 돌로 치라 그럴까 말라 그럴까?
And would Jesus say to stone her or not to stone her?
가늠하다 잡혀 돌로 때려 죽이게 됐는데.
And if she was caught in adultery, she was supposed to be stoned to death.
돌로 치라고 한다면.
And she's supposed to be stoned.
죄인을 구원하러 왔던 예수님이 돌로 치면 말이 안 되는 거죠.
But Jesus, he says that he came to save sinners. He says to stone her. That's nonsense.
돌로 치지 말라고 한다면.
But if he says to not stone her.
율법에는 돌로 쳐 율법을 어기니까 but, 법을 어긴 사람이 비난을 받아야 합니다.
By the law, she's supposed to be stoned. So Jesus is going against the law, so he's going to be criticized.
여러분 거기에 가늠한 여자가 있었고.
And here was the woman taken in the act of adultery.
돌로 치려는 수많은 사람이 있었고.
And there were the many people who wanted to stone her.
그리고 바리새인이 있었지만.
And the Pharisees and the scribes were here.
그들의 관심은 언제 돌로 치랄까 말라 거기에 있었.
But they only cared about one thing: to say to stone her or not.
어느 누구도 예수님께서 그 여자를 죽음에서 건져낼 수 있다고 믿은 사람.
But there was nobody there who believed that Jesus would save this woman from death.
여러분 제가 이제 그런 글들을 읽으면서
And so when I read about these things,
그 가늠의 돌에 맞아 죽을 수밖에 없는 그 여자를 살려주고
This woman was supposed to be stoned to death.
정죄하지 않고
He saved her, he did not condemn her.
복되하신 예수님이라면
And if it was Jesus who led her to be blessed,
이야기가 그런 게 아니라
It's not just a story that goes like this.
내가 죽을 수밖에 없지만
Even though I could only die.
어느 방법을 살 수 없지만
And there is no way I could live.
절망, 멸망을 당해야 하고
I have to go through despair and destruction.
저주를 받아야 하고
I have to be cursed.
비참하게 돌에 맞아 죽어야 할 난데
And I have to be pitifully stoned. That's who I am.
가늠한 여자를 거기서 살리시는 예수님.
But the Jesus who saved the woman from adultery from the situation.
내가 어떤 어려움에 있어도.
That no matter what hardship I'm in.
어떤 고난에 있어도.
No matter what suffering I'm in.
어떤 괴로움에 있어도.
No matter what pain I'm in.
어떤 죄에 빠져도.
No matter what sin I've fallen into.
나를 살려 줄 수 있겠구나.
He'll be able to save me.
그 예수님이 나와 함께 계시면
If that Jesus is with me.
내가 그 예수님을 믿고
If I believe in that Jesus.
성령이는 예수님 마음 같은 마음을 가진다면
And if it becomes same heart as the heart of Jesus.
어떤 문제를 다해도 문제가 안 돼.
Doesn't matter what problem I face, it will not be a problem.
사실 전 1962년도에 예수님을 만나
Actually I met Jesus in 1962.
그러고 난 뒤에 수없이 많은 어려움, 문제, 대적 이런 일이 있었지만
And afterward there were so many problems, difficulties, enemies.
내가 그 예수님을 사랑하는 이유는
But the reason I love that Jesus.
내 예수에 감사하는 이유는
The reason I'm thankful to Jesus.
내가 정말 그 예수님이 나를 많은 환난에 고난에 건져주었기 때문에
Truly that Jesus, He saved me so from so many difficulties and tribulations.
그 예수님하고 천하를 다 주나 바꿀 수 없었어.
And so I could not exchange the whole universe for Jesus.
제가 통신훈련소 있을 때
When I was at the communications training center.
거기에 방금민 중위가 있었습니다.
And so there was an officer named 방금민.
저는 교육생이었고.
I was a trainee.
그분은 교수 본부의 교육장교였어요.
And so he was an officer from the headquarters of education.
교수 전체를 이제 교육 전체를 책임지고는 장교였어요.
And so he was an officer in charge of the whole education.
어느 날 내가 교육을 받으러 갔는데.
And one day I went there to be trained.
이제 쉬는 시간이 됐는데.
And then it was resting time.
방송이 나와요.
And then there was a broadcast.
ROC 311기 박옥수.
RLC 300 class 12, 300 class 312 옥수 Park.
ROC 311기.
ROC class 311.
박옥수.
옥수 Park.
교수 본부로 와라.
Come to the education headquarters.
제가 갔습니다.
And I went there.
충사.
I said salute.
ROC 311 방송 부름 받았습니다.
The ROC class 311 옥수 Park reporting to you, sir.
그 장교 중위가.
And then the officer there.
방금민 중위였는데.
And so Master Sergeant 방금민.
박일병 거기 앉으세요.
It's all private park. Have a seat.
깜짝 놀랐어요.
And I was shocked.
군대에서 장교하고 부하가 다른 쫄병이 다른 것은
And so the difference between an officer and a private
장교는 사병 앞에서 욕하고
The officer can curse in front of the soldier
사병은 장교 뒤에서 욕하고
And the soldier curses behind the officer's back
그게 차이밖에 없다고
That's 그래. the only difference they say
중위만 상당히 우리 그 2등병한테 비하면 높은 계급인데
And so a master sergeant that's a very high officer compared to a private
그분이 저를 보고 뭐라 하냐면
But he looked at me and what he said was
박일병 군에 오기 전에 뭘 했어요?
Park. What did you do before coming to the army?
예, 교회 전도사였습니다.
Yes, sir. I was a official church minister, sir.
아, 과연 그러셨군.
Oh, indeed, indeed.
이분이 어제 일찍 사령으로 왔는데.
And the day before, he had come to the command earlier.
근데 그분이 뭐라고 말하냐면.
And then what he said was.
내가 예배를 인도하러 보고하러 왔더라.
You know, he saw me having service.
그 이제 교육장이 잘 몰랐어요. 그냥 그냥 보고하고 예배 허락 받고 이제 예배를 드렸어요.
And so somebody reported to him that I was having service.
그분이 뭐라고 말하냐?
And then what he answered was,
그 내가 보니까 그 장교님 나를 보니까 병사들을 한 200여 명을 데리고 산골짜기 양지 쪽으로 갔더라고.
And then the officer saw me take about 200 soldiers in training, you know, by the mountains into the valley.
그래서 내가 막 말씀을 전해 예배를 인도하더라고.
He saw me preaching the word and leading the service.
제 문제는 이 장교님도 군에 오기 전에 정말 예수님을 진심으로 믿었는데.
But the problem was this officer as well. Before coming to the army, he was a sincere believer of Jesus.
신앙을 다 팔아먹고.
But he completely sold out his spiritual life.
예수님을 마시고 담배 피우고 됐는데.
And he started drinking and smoking and doing all that.
너무 너무 충격을 받았던.
And he got so shocked.
그 교육생이
that soldier in training, that private,
was
doing that.
그래 그 중위님이 저한테 계속.
And then that. The officer said to me,
박유영, 내가 뭘 도와드릴 게 있나요?
Is there anything I can help you with?
교육 장교님, 저희들이 예배드릴 방이 없는데 교실 하나 빌려주시면 좋겠습니다.
Oh, sir, officer, sir, yeah, we need a place for us to have service. Could you let us use the classroom?
아, 잠깐, 아, 내가 왜 그 생각을 못했지?
He said to me, sure, why didn't I think of that?
어느 교실이 좋겠냐?
What classroom would you like?
일반 학교장 16교장이 좋습니다.
Oh, in the regular classrooms, I like class number 16.
그때부터 제가 그 방 열쇠를 가지고 언제든지 일과 끝나면 모여서 찬송 연습하고 성경 교재하고 쓸 수가 있어요.
And from then on, I got the key to that classroom, and whenever I was off duty, I can go there, practice hymns, read the Bible, lead services.
그건 1962년 구원을 받고 난 뒤에.
After I got saved in 1962.
내가 어디를 가든지 주님 앞에.
No matter where I went, the Lord was with me.
거기서 우리가 16주 동안 교육을 받았어요.
And that there we were trained for 16 weeks.
이제 16주를 마치고 졸업을 합니다.
And after 16 weeks we have to graduate.
제 친구 구원받은 친구가 둘이 있었어요.
And there were two other friends of mine who were saved.
홍순종이라는 친구, 김창원은 친구인데.
And so a friend named 홍순종, another named 김창원.
우리가 한 달 전부터 졸업을 한 달 기도했어요.
But from a month before we graduated, we started to pray.
와, 여기는 교회도 없고 군목도 없어.
There is no church here. There is no chaplain here.
그리고 세 주에 하나 여기 남아야.
And of the three of us, one of us must remain here.
이 교회를 시작 계속해야 돼.
And we must continue this church.
사실 우리는 일군 사령부 관하에 있는 작은 교육부대인데.
And so we were under the First Army Command. We're just a small training base.
일군 사령부 주일 난 예배 45명이 와요.
And so at the first at the Army First Command Base, 45 people come to the Sunday service.
우리 교회 주일 날 200명, 250명이 와요.
But then at my church on Sundays, 200, 250 people come to service.
일군 사령부 제일 큰 교회 목사 노릇.
And so I was acting like the pastor of the biggest church in all of the First Army Command.
매주 토요일마다
And every Saturday, students would come in for education.
교실에 들어가서 내가 이제 이야기하고 교회 나오는 명단 작성해가지고 이제 예배를 인도하고.
And then I would talk to them, make a list of people who go to church, and I would lead the services with them.
저는 군대 3년 있으면서
While I was in the army for 3 years,
참 많은 사람들이 구원을 받았어요.
So many people got saved.
너무너무 행복해.
And I was so happy.
이제 우리가 교육을 마쳤습니다.
And then we finished the training.
교육을 마치고 난 뒤에
And after we finished the training,
다른 부대로 가야 하는데
I had to go to another base.
이제 그때 우리 부대의 그 정수 허장님이 정책이 뭐냐면은
At that time the captain of that base his title was
1등에서 5등까지 하면은
If you finish from 1st to 5th
1등 5등까지 하면 그가 자기 원하는 걸 골라가게 돼 있어요.
And so if you finish in the top 5 you can pick wherever you want to go.
근데 저는 1등 5등을 들어갈 수 없는 이유가 뭐예요?
But I cannot finish in the top 5 because
우리는 멀어서 부하로가 통신한 그런 이제 통신 병과인데
And so we are communication strangers soldiers using the Morse code.
사회에서 멀어서 부하 통신한 통신사 기사들이 다 6명이나
There were 6 technicians who used the Morse code even they were before they were out in society. So no matter how hard we practiced, we could be never as good as them.
내가 좋은 데 가긴 어려운데.
And so I couldn't ever score high enough to be sent to a nice place.
그렇게 기도했는데,
so I prayed about it.
졸업식 날이 됐어.
And then it was the graduation day.
제가 아침에 일찍 일어나서
I woke up early in the morning.
교수 본부 입구에 기다렸어요.
And I waited at the entrance of the training center.
그 방금민 중위 교육 장교님이 들어오셨어요.
And then the training officer, 방금민, he came in.
충성하고,
I said salute. I saluted him.
교육 장교님 감사합니다.
Training officer, thank you.
저 오늘 졸업합니다.
I am graduating today.
감사해서 인사하러 왔습니다.
I'm so thankful. I came to say goodbye.
그 장교님이 저를 보고 박일병 잠깐.
But the officer said to me, Private Park, wait a minute.
이제 기본 훈련 6주 받고
It was 6 weeks of regular training.
이제 통신 교육 16주 받고
And then 16 weeks of communication training.
42주 받으면 이제 1등면 작대기 두 개가 돼.
And then after 42 weeks you get 2 stripes.
졸업한 날 이제 1등병이 돼.
And so the day I was graduating I was becoming a corporal with 2 stripes.
박일병 잠깐.
Oh Corporal Park, wait a minute.
예, 장교님.
Yes, officer.
이야기하셨어요.
And then he said to me.
내가 박일병을 수경 수도 경비사 부산 502 장통단 대구 502 장통단 부산 군수기지 사령부 이게 우리 통신병과가 제일 좋아하는 곳이에요.
And so he said Corporal Park, the Capital Security Forces or the base out in Daegu or the base out in Busan. These are the ones people want to go to the most.
내가 박일병을 서울 수도 경비사 보내 줄까? 아니면 부산 502 저 군기지 사는 거 보내줄까? 대구 오원이 장동단 보낼까? 하다가.
And so I was considering, Corporal Park, should I send you to the capital security in Seoul, or should I send you to Daegu, or should I send you to Busan?
박이명이 내 곁에 있으면.
But Corporal Park, if you stay next to me,
내 신앙에 도움이 될 것 같아서.
I thought it'd be helpful to my spiritual life.
이 통신훈련소에서 근무하도록 해놨습니다.
And so I made it so that you could serve here at this education base.
너무 섭섭하게 생각지 말고.
So do not be too disappointed.
So
why don't you work with me? And he extended his hand to me. And he held my hand. I said, Officer, thank you. And I said, thank you, and then I came out. And then I ran over to the place where I always prayed.
정말 내가 그 부대에 앉아서 그 부대에 있으면서
And really, it would be impossible for me to stay on that base and continue to lead services. But God allowed me to do that work. And I did not just go to the army. And one time, the captain of my base was walking by. And then the three of us were always together. And then we saluted the captain as well. We saluted. And then the captain received our salute. And then he walked by. After he walked for a while, the captain turned around.
야, 너희들 이리 와.
You guys, get over here.
그럼 막 달려왔어.
So we ran to him.
충성, 소장님 부름받았습니다.
The salute, the captain has called us over, sir.
소장 밑에는 항상 그 보좌관이 따르고 있는.
And the captain always takes an assistant with him.
보좌관.
And he told his assistant.
이 교육생들도 표창할 수 있나?
Can the soldiers in training get awards?
예, 가능합니다.
Yes, they can.
표창 상신해라.
Give them awards.
경례 너무 잘했다.
Their salute was so good.
우리 막 내만의 배를 잡고 웃었어.
We came to the barracks, we cracked up and we laughed.
그래서 소장님하고 나하고 그날 가까워졌어.
And that's how that day I became very close with the captain.
한 분은 제가 예배를 망참 설교를 하고 있는데.
And one time in the middle of service, I was giving my sermon.
주일 난 예배인데.
It was the Sunday morning sermon.
문이 열리더니.
The door opened up.
소장님이 들어오신.
The captain walked in.
깜짝 놀랐어.
I got shocked.
말씀은 저 주춤하니까.
And I hesitated for a moment while I was preaching.
소장님 저를 보시고.
The captain looked at me.
너 종교를 계속해라.
And he said, "You keep doing religion."
예, 알겠습니다.
I said, "Yes, sir."
설교를 했어.
And I preached.
육군 대령 앞에 설교하려니까 얼마나 떨리는지.
And so to give a sermon in front of the army colonel, how nervous I was.
어떻게 한 줄 모르고 난 설교를 끝냈어.
And I didn't know what I said. I just finished my sermon.
소장 뒤에 앉아 들으시더니.
The captain sat in the back and he listened.
일어나셨습니다.
And then he got up.
내가 너희들에게 한마디 해도 되나?
Is it okay if I say something to you? He asked.
누군데 안 돼요?
Of course he can.
소장 위로 올라오셨어.
And then the captain stood in the front.
이야기를 했습니다.
And then he spoke.
내가 이 부대에 와서.
After I've come to this base.
예배당이었고 군목이어서 너무 섭섭해.
I was so sad that this place had no chapel, no chaplain.
너희들 언제부터 이랬는지 모르지만.
I don't know from when you guys been doing this.
그렇죠. 이야기를 하시는.
And then he kept on speaking for a while.
같이 예배당을 짓자.
He said, "Let's build a chapel together."
육군 대령하고.
A colonel in the army.
육군 일등병하고.
And me, I'm just a corporal.
둘이서 이런 예배당을 짓자.
And the two of us discussed, and we built a chapel.
군대는 돈이 없었습니다.
In the army, we had no money.
우리가 그 원주에서 문막이란데.
From Wonju to a place called Mumak is about 40 kilometers away.
매일 머리를 한 차씩이라 벽돌 공장 갖다 주면.
Every day we'd get a truckload of sand and deliver it to the factory.
벽돌 20장을 줘요.
They'd give us 20 bricks.
그 벽돌을 모았습니다.
And with that we collected the bricks.
1107 야전 공병단에 가서.
And then we go to another supply yard.
유리하고 나무 좀 얻고.
And we would get some glass and some wood.
좋지 갖다 치우고.
And then we, even though it's not so good, we'd get together and build it.
우리와 같이 예배당을 만들.
Together with the captain of the base, we built a chapel. And at that time, the Vietnam War was very fierce. And then I was supposed to be going to the Vietnam War. And then I went to go report to the captain about it. I said, salute. I've been called to go to Vietnam. The captain looked at me. He was shocked. Are you going to Vietnam?
Yeah, 그렇습니다.
I said, yes, I am.
야, 행정장교 이리 와.
He said, administrative servant, soldier, get over here.
하고 옥수 빼라.
Remove Oksu Park.
그래서 제가 월남 가려도 그때 못 갔어요.
And so I was supposed to go to Vietnam, but I couldn't go.
그래서 거기서 제가 3년 동안을 사는데.
And there, as I lived there for 3 years,
매주 토요일마다 많은 병사가 돌아오나.
Every Saturday, many soldiers would come and go.
제가 3년 동안 얼마나 감사한지.
And for those 3 years I was there, I was so thankful.
무슨 일이 있었으면.
And then if something happened,
제가 군대 돈을 하나도 안 가져갔어.
You know, I didn't bring any money with me to the army.
하나님 나를 그때 도우시는 걸 보기 원.
Because I wanted to see how God was helping me.
근데 그 우리 부대는.
But at my base,
점수 한 점 올라가지고. 합격권에 들어가면
if you get score a little bit high and you pass
제일 좋은 부대 가기 때문에
and you get sent out to the best base
그 점수를 좌지하는 우지하는 게 내가 했었어
and I'm the person in charge of making all the scores
참 많은 병사들이
and so many many soldiers
나한테 돈을 주고 후방으로 보내달라고
offered me money for me to send them to good bases
제가 3년 동안 거기 있으면서
and while I was there for 3 years
다 내가 괜찮은데
and everything was okay
내가 만약에 돈을 받았어.
If I took their money.
하나님의 마음 밖에 난다면.
And then if I go outside the heart of God.
내가 믿는 이 하나님.
Then this God that I believe in.
나를 지키신 이 하나님.
This God who protects me.
나를 도우신 이 하나님 멀어진다면.
And if I get far from this God who is helping me.
내가 땅덩어리 내 몸덩어리 많은 다이아몬드를 가져도.
Then even if I have a diamond as big as my body.
정말 하나님하고 바꾸고 싶은 거예요.
No, I don't want to exchange that with God.
그냥 내가 한번 계산해 봤어.
And I just calculated.
1968 그 내가 제대했는데
I was discharged in 1968.
그 당시에 내가 제대하고 돈을 벌면 그때 돈 1억 정도를 큰 돈을 벌
At that time had I made decided to make money at that time I would have made $100,000 at that time.
그 내가 돈 예수님보다 돈을 더 사랑하면
If I loved money more than Jesus
내 사랑 예수 나를 손에 놓으시면
you know, If I let go of Jesus who loves me so much
내가 절대로 그럴 수 없어
I could never ever do that.
제가 누가 나를 행위했다 고발해서
And somebody accused me of embezzling money.
검찰에 조사를 받았어요.
And I was investigated by the prosecutors.
제가 물었습니다.
And then I asked.
검사님 내가 행위했다고 믿습니까?
The prosecutor, do you believe that I embezzled money? I surely believe it.
만일에 행위 안 했으면 어떡할 겁니까?
What are you going to do if I didn't embezzle?
내가 목사님 앞에 무릎 꿇고 사죄.
He's a pastor, I will get on my knees and ask for your forgiveness.
검찰이 계좌 전문 추적 검사 두 명을 더 동원해.
The prosecutors got two financial investigative workers.
내 가까운 통장.
And all the bank accounts near me.
심지어 김원달 장군의 그 아이들 통장을 다 뒤졌다.
Even the children of Elder Kim Won-dal's bank accounts was all investigated.
내가 그 행여 10원도 찾지 못했으니까.
They could not even find the penny that I had embezzled.
하나님께서 나를 지금 그 사랑이 다
And so it was so amazing the love of God had towards me.
제가 그런 이야기를 하려면
For me to talk about these things
밤을 새워도 다
Even if I go all night long, I can go all night long.
이런 이야기 뭐 밤새도록 다
I can talk about this all night long, it wouldn't be enough.
그 단 30년 전에
About 30 years ago from now
위장이 굉장히 나빠
My stomach was very sick.
위장이 걸리고
I had stomach ulcer.
그러니까 음식을 제대로 먹었어요.
And so I couldn't eat the food properly.
평소 저는 밀가루 음식을 먹지 못해요.
Usually I could not eat floured foods.
뭐 생먹으려고 소화가 안 되고.
And so I couldn't digest. I couldn't eat them well.
그리고 늘 위장이 안 좋았어요.
And always my stomach was so bad.
그때 위장이 딱 석 달 동안 걸렸습니다.
And then when I got ulcer for 3 months.
석 달 동안 밥을 전혀 먹었어요.
And during 3 months I couldn't eat any food at all.
약을 주는데.
The doctor gave me medicine.
먹을 때 그렇게 평안했어요.
And when I ate it, it felt so peaceful.
일주일 먹고
But after taking it for a week,
약은 안 먹을 똑같이 속이 쓰렸어.
It felt so bitter inside as if I did not eat it at all.
나는 음식을 만들면,
and my wife would make me food.
일부러 내 음식 따로 만듭니다.
And she would purposely separately make my food.
죽은 죽에다가,
and so really watery porridge,
장조림 그렇게 놓고,
little pieces of meat and little pieces of seaweed.
함께 식사하는데,
and then everybody else is eating.
막 다른 사람들 김치 멋지게 된장 뭐 조금 넣는.
Everybody else is eating kimchi and soup and 된장 all this good stuff.
조금만 짠 거나 막 단 걸 신 걸 먹어도 설사가 나.
But if I eat just a little bit something sweet or salty or sour, I'd have diarrhea. It was unbearable.
3개월 동안인데.
And I had it for 3 months.
배가 아파도.
even though my stomach hurt.
집회가 약속된 가야 했어요.
I had conferences, I had to go to them.
집회 가서 내가 배고프다 소리 못 하고.
But at the conference, I can't say my stomach hurts.
아, 그분들은 내가 막 음식을 기름 갖다 먹으러 갖다 놓는데.
And then they bring on me all this food for me to eat.
그림의 뜨기 아니고
It's not pie in the sky.
고통의 그림이었어요.
You know, it was the picture of a pain.
얼마나 어려웠어요.
It was so hard.
그때 한 6월달쯤 됐나.
And it was around June at the time.
어느 날 새벽에 저는 일찍 일어났어요.
One day I woke up early in the morning.
성경을 읽다가
And I was reading the Bible.
무릎을 꿇고 기도를 하게 됐어요.
I got on my knees and I started to pray.
제가 기도하자 무릎을 꿇었습니다.
And I got on my knees to pray.
하나님 배가 너무 아픕니다.
God, my stomach hurts so bad.
3개월 동안에 체중이 7kg가 빠졌어요.
For three months I lost 7 kilos of weight.
그때 제가 70kg였는데
At that time I used to weigh 70 71 kilos.
3개월 전 64kg가 됐어요.
In 3 months I became 64 kilos.
양복도 헐렁헐렁하고
My suit got all loose. My pants got all loose.
힘들 수 없어.
It was unbearable.
그날 진지하게 하나님께 기도했어요.
And that day I sincerely prayed to God.
하나님 제가 이 몸 가지고
God with this body
이번 여름 행사를 무슨 감당이
It's hard for me to bear through the events of this summer.
그 당시에는 이렇게 큰 행사는 아니지만
At that time we didn't have big events like this.
늘 여름마다 행사 있었어요.
So we always had events during the summer.
지금은 정말 행사 크지만 돕는 사람도 많으니까
Now they have big events but so many people help us.
그때 일이 크지 않지만 일이 너무 바빴어.
No, we didn't do it big like this back then but we had so much work back then.
도저히 이 몸 가지고 여름 행사를
And with this body, there was no way I could get through the summer program.
하나님 배가 너무 아픈.
God, my stomach hurts so bad.
배를 낫게 해주시오.
Please heal my stomach.
기도했어.
I prayed.
기도 딱 기도를 마쳤는데.
I finished my prayer.
평소에 알고 있던 성경 한 구절이 떠들었어.
One Bible verse that I had known came to mind.
마가복음 11장 24절.
It was Mark chapter 11, verse 24.
그러므로 내가 너희끼로 노니
Therefore I say unto you, what things soever desire when you pray, believe that you have received them, and you shall have them. And these words were so nice. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you have them answered.
낫거든 받았다고 말하지 말고
And so after it's healed don't say you got it
하나님 내 기도 들으신다
God hears my prayers
나를 낫게 하셨다
God has healed me
그렇게 믿어라
Believe that
그러면 그대로 되리라
Then it shall be done so
아 이거 너무 쉽네
Oh this is so easy
내가 이거 너무 쉬운데
Wow this is so easy
하나님
God
내가 배가 아픕니다
My stomach hurts
낫게 해주십시오
Please heal me
기도했어요
And I prayed.
그 내 배가 다 나았다.
My stomach is all healed.
하나님 내 기도를 들으셔서 내가 다 나았던 믿었어요.
I believe God heard my prayers. My stomach is all healed.
그대로 된다고 그래서.
And it says exactly shall be done exactly so.
딱 다 나았던 믿었는데.
And I believe that I was all healed.
아침을 먹으려고.
And then I wanted to eat breakfast.
여러분 내가 김치를 굉장히 좋아하는데.
That when I really love to eat kimchi.
이제 석 달 동안 김치 한 번도 못 먹어.
And for 3 months I didn't eat any kimchi at all.
의사는 말하기를 목사님.
And the doctor said to me, Pastor,
조심해야 합니다.
You have to be careful.
목사님 위장은 물에 젖은 종이와 같습니다.
Pastor, your stomach is like paper, wet paper.
위장이 터질 수 있습니다.
And your stomach may burst.
터지면 24시간 안에 죽습니다.
If it bursts, you will die within 24 hours.
조심해야.
You have to be careful.
근데 내가 생각했어요.
But then I thought about it.
자 그럼 내 배가 나았다고 믿는다면
If I believe that my stomach is healed
나 식사 때
during meal time
김치를 먹어야 하는 거예요.
I should eat kimchi.
내가 김치를 좋아하는데 안 먹는 이유는
I like kimchi the reason I'm not eating it.
위장에 위궤양이 생겨서 내가 못 먹는데
I am unable to eat it because of ulcer in my stomach.
내가 다 나았다고 믿으려고 하면
For me to believe that I'm all healed
다 나도 김치를 먹어야
I should eat kimchi if I'm healed.
근데 실제로 내 배에
But actually in my stomach
김만 먹어도 막 설사가 난리인데
Even though I eat just porridge I have diarrhea at the mess.
내가 김치를 먹는다면
But if I eat kimchi on top of that I thought I was going to die.
아침에 아, 그럼 내가 배가 나았다고 믿는 김치를 먹어야 나은 건데.
So that morning I should believe my I should eat kimchi if I believe my stomach is all healed.
제가 그 부분을 두고
And concerning that
새벽 내내 생각.
I thought about it all early morning long.
성경 뭐라고 하냐면,
What does the Bible say?
기도하고,
Whatsoever you pray,
구한 것은,
and you desire,
응답을 받은 줄 믿어라.
Believe that they have been answered.
하나님 내 배를 낫게 달 기도했으니까.
I pray that God heal my stomach.
내 배가 낫다고 믿으라는.
It means believe that my stomach is healed.
그대로 된다는.
Then it shall be done so.
내 배가 낫다고 믿으면,
If I believe that my stomach is healed,
배가 아파서 김치를 못 먹었지.
My stomach hurts, that's why I couldn't eat the kimchi.
내가 나왔다면 김치를 먹어야.
If my stomach is, I should eat the kimchi.
내가 볼 때,
In my eyes,
내가 이 배에다 김치를 먹으면,
If I eat kimchi on this belly, my stomach is going to burst, I'm going to die.
뭐냐면,
But what does the Bible say?
네가 믿으면 배도 죽는 게 아니라 네 배가 낫게 된.
If you believe it, your stomach's not going to burst and die, you're going to be healed.
아, 그러면 내가 믿죠.
Oh, then I believe.
아침에 기도했어요.
And I prayed that morning.
나는 배를 낫게 해주세요.
God, please heal my stomach.
내 배 다 나았습니다.
My stomach is all healed.
믿습니다.
I believe.
지금 내 기도 응답하신 줄 믿습니다.
Lord, I believe that you have healed. I've answered my prayer. I'm healed. 네. And then we went to go eat. And then so many guests had come over. And there's a lot of food prepared. And then on one side, a little bit of porridge, a little bit of dilled meat, a little pieces of seaweed. I pushed that aside. I got a bowl of rice. I started to eat the rice. I ate it. And kimchi. I ate kimchi. Yukgaejang soup.
손님들이 많이 왔는데
And so many guests came over.
손님들은 내가 이 먹는지 잘 모르지.
And they don't know what I was going through.
아, 내가 음식을 나르다가
My wife was serving the food.
나 깜짝 놀랐어.
She saw me, she got shocked.
당신 어찌려고 이래.
Honey, what do you think you're doing?
무슨 얘기했어?
I smiled and I said,
걱정하지 말아.
Don't worry about it.
배가 다 나.
My stomach's all healed.
그리고 밥 한 그릇 다 먹어.
And I finished the whole bowl of rice.
숟가락을 딱 놨는데
And then I put down the spoon.
배가
My stomach hurt so bad.
설사가 나올 견딜 수 없어.
And I was having diarrhea. I couldn't take
죄송합니다.
it. I'm sorry.
그냥 가서 화장실 갔어.
I went to the bathroom.
변기 앉아 설사가 촥.
I sat on the toilet. The diarrhea came gushing out of me. Oh my stomach.
견딜 수 없어.
I couldn't take it.
내가 마음에 이걸 정리했어.
And so I settled this in my heart.
난 분명 나았다고 믿었는데.
Surely I believe that I'm healed.
나았다고 믿었으면.
And if I believe that I'm healed,
설사가 나야 하는데.
I should not have diarrhea.
배가 안 아파야 하는데.
My stomach should not hurt.
이거 배가 아프지.
But why is this hurting?
나은 거야.
Am I healed? Am I healed?
그래서 제가 얘기했어요.
And then I said,
사탄아 물러가라.
Get behind thee, Satan.
배는 다 나았다.
My stomach's all healed. And then the devil said to me in my heart, If it's healed, why does it hurt? Is that healed? Is that healed? Is that healed? And there was nothing I could say. If it's all healed, my stomach's not supposed to hurt. I'm supposed to not have diarrhea. But my stomach hurts. I'm having diarrhea. Am I healed? Am I healed? Right then, a Bible verse came to mind. One day, Jairus' daughter was dead. And Jesus went to the house of Jairus. And the daughter was surely dead. But Jesus said in the word, Weep not. The daughter is not dead, but sleepeth. And so the people laughed.
왜?
Why?
누구든지 죽은 거다고 잠자는 구분 되잖아요.
Anybody can tell the difference between dead and sleeping.
잠자는 건 그건 맥이나 뛰고.
And so if she's sleeping, she has a pulse.
자면 숨도 쉬고.
And then you're breathing.
몸도 따뜻하고.
And your body is warm if you're sleeping.
죽으면
But if you're dead,
숨도 안 쉬고.
You're not breathing.
맥도 안 뛰고.
There's no pulse.
시체가 뻣뻣해지고.
The body is stiff and
굳어졌는데.
cold. And it's hard.
자는 거 안 자는 구분 못 해.
You don't think we know the difference between dead and sleeping?
자기들도 털리면 죽었으니까.
Surely in their eyes, she was dead.
Yes.
So they laughed at Jesus.
그런데,
but,
울지 마라.
Weep not.
아이가 죽은 게 잔다.
The child is not dead but sleepeth.
예수 잡아 일으키니까.
And Jesus took her and lifted her up.
그 아이가 사는 거야.
The girl lived.
우리가 볼 때,
in our eyes,
죽었지만,
she was dead.
예수를 보실 때는,
with the eyes of Jesus,
살았구나.
She was alive.
그러면 성경 말씀 그렇다면,
then if it's according to the words of the Bible,
내가 볼 땐 설사가 나고,
in my eyes I have diarrhea,
내가 아프고,
my stomach hurts,
내가 안 낫지만,
and I'm not healed in my eyes.
예수를 볼 때 낫구나.
But in the eyes of Jesus Christ, I'm healed.
그래서 내가 생전 처음으로,
so for the first time in my life,
역사적인 말 한마디를 했어요.
I said something historical.
무슨 말이냐면
And you know what I said?
아프지만 다 나았다.
It hurts but I'm all healed.
말이 안 되죠.
Makes no sense, right?
그렇죠.
Right?
아프지만
It hurts.
나았어.
But I'm healed.
사탄은 물러가.
Get behind thee, Satan.
점심 때
During lunchtime Again, I finished another bowl of lunch. And again, I went to the bathroom. And I had diarrhea.
저녁이었습니다.
It was dinner.
그날 저녁에 제가
That day for dinner,
모처럼
It had been a while. I was invited out to dinner.
저는 이제 식사 초대받는 것을
In the being invited to dinner,
웬만하면 안 가려고
For the most part, I try not to go.
그때 제가 죄송합니다. 총각 때는
And when I used to be single,
이제 제가 성경 읽고 기도할 시간이 없었는데
I didn't have time to read the Bible and pray.
시간을 아끼기 위해서 하루에 허비하는 시간을 탁 잡아냈어요.
So to preserve time, I got rid of all the time I was wasting in my life.
샤워하는데 10분 이상 해본 적이 없어요.
So I never took a shower longer than 10 minutes.
식사를 2분 이상도 해본 적이 없어요.
And I never ate a meal more than 2 minutes long.
또 자취할 때 밥 먹으면 설거지 안 해.
And then sometimes I would be eating and doing the dishes at the same time.
그런데
But
밥을 다 먹었어.
But I finished all the food.
근데 막 설사가 나.
And I was having diarrhea.
그리고 이제 가능하면 식사 초대하면.
And if possible, if they invite me to a meal.
식사 초대하려고 사람이 있어.
There's a person wants to invite me to a meal.
내가 식당을 정하면 되겠나?
I said, can I pick the restaurant?
아, 목사님 좋은 식당 있습니다.
Oh, pastor, do you know a good restaurant?
아, 내가 잘 가는 데가 있어.
Yes, there's a restaurant I like to go often.
목사님 그게 아시죠?
Yes, pastor, pick that one.
일단 교회로 오라 그래.
First, meet me at the church.
맞나 그래서.
And we meet at the church.
우리 교회 지하 3층 식당으로 가.
And then we go to the cafeteria on the basement third floor of our church.
우리 교회 식당도 참 좋아.
Our church cafeteria is really good too.
제가 그러는데.
And that's what I do.
그날 하얏트 호텔에.
And that day, I went to the Hyatt Hotel.
어떤 경우는 진짜 거절할 수 없는 경우가 있잖아.
And sometimes, as I really can't. Not refuse.
내가 그 하얏트 호텔 뷔페 식당에 갔어.
I went to the buffet restaurant at the Hyatt Hotel.
들어가면 아, 난 배가 아프지.
I went in. I was thinking, wait a minute, my stomach hurts.
죽이나 좀 먹고 말아야지.
I'm going to eat a little bit of porridge, and that's that.
아니지.
No.
내 배 다 나았지.
My stomach is all healed.
그날 접시 다섯 개였어.
That day I went through 5 plates.
잔뜩 먹었어.
And I ate so much.
어차피 배 아픈 거.
My stomach hurts anyways.
먹고 아프지 뭐.
And let's eat and be hurt.
그래 이제 잔뜩 먹었어.
I ate so much food.
야, 뭐.
My belly was popping out.
잔뜩 먹었어.
I drove home.
그날 저녁에.
And that evening.
설사.
I didn't have diarrhea.
그랬더니 아침에 내가 잠에서 깨어났어.
And the next morning when I woke up from my sleep.
딱 24시간 만에.
In exactly 24 hours.
내가 깨끗하게.
My stomach was completely healed.
그전엔 제가 밀가루 소화 안 되고
Before that I couldn't digest flour and I couldn't eat sour food.
하나님이 제 삶 속에 정말 살아서 일을 하는
But God was precisely alive and working in my life.
그러니까 나에게는
That's why for me
그 예수님이
That Jesus
금보다 귀하고
More precious than gold
다이아몬드보다 귀하고
And more precious than diamonds
뭘 죽어도 바꿀 수 없는 분이
And no matter what you give me, I cannot exchange Jesus for him.
정말 예수님이 너무
And truly, Jesus was so wonderful.
하나님 앞에 감사.
And I was so thankful to God.
그렇기 때문에 제가 예수님을 온천을 다 줘도 바꿀 수 없는.
And so even if you give me the whole universe, I wouldn't exchange Jesus for that.
제가 심장이 안 좋아가지고 거의 죽을 뻔했는데.
And my heart was very bad. I almost died.
깨끗하게 고쳐줘.
But he healed me completely clean.
우리 가족들이 몸이 불편한데 하나님이 깨끗하게 고쳐주는 거.
And when my family is sick, I saw God healing them completely.
내가 무슨 일을 하든지 간에.
And no matter what I do,
하나님이 나를 돕는 걸.
I saw God helping me.
여러분은 요한복음 8장을 읽으면서
Everyone as we read John chapter 8
가늠한 여자 가늠하다 잡혔습니다.
The woman was taken in the act of adultery.
우리 생각에는
In our thoughts
어느 누구도 이 여자를 구원할 수 없다고
There is nobody who could save this woman.
가늠하다 현장에 잡혔고
She was caught in the act of adultery.
수많은 모여들었는데
So many people gathered to stone her.
그리고 이제 그들은 예수를 고소하려고
And they were ready to accuse Jesus.
보다 조건을 얻으려고 했어요.
And they were looking for reasons to accuse Jesus.
예수님은
But Jesus
하나님의 명을 받고 내려오실 때에
When he came down having received the order of God
죄인을 구원하러 오셨기 때문에
Because he came to save sinners
죄를 범한 그 가늠한 여자를
This woman who committed adultery
예수님이 구원하지 않을 수가 없는
Jesus has no choice but to save her. But how do I save this woman?
And
if she comes to the altar, she has to be stoned to death. In our eyes, this looks totally impossible. This looks like it's totally impossible. But the amazing thing is, but Jesus saved this woman. And Jesus said to this woman, I met Jesus in 1962. By the blood of Jesus, I got to believe that my sins were forgiven. From that day on, no matter where I went,
and
no matter what I did, I saw God was helping me. I met His Majesty, the King of Eswatini. How could I meet a king like that? Our gracious music students. And they went to a serve at the country of Eswatini. And one day they had the National University graduation. And these students, they sang so well. They said, let's go sing at the graduation. And they went to the director of the graduation. Oh, we are music students from Korea. And we're really good at singing. We came to sing at the graduation. The person in charge said, no way, not today.
왜요?
Why not?
오늘 국립대학 졸업식이라서.
Well, today is the National University graduation.
국왕폐하께서 오신다.
His Majesty will be attending.
그래서 어제 국왕폐하께 우리가 졸업식 순서를 보내드렸기 때문에.
And yesterday we sent the graduation program to His Majesty the King.
아무도 졸업식 순서를 못 봤다.
So nobody could change up this program of the graduation.
학생들이 알았어요.
Students said okay.
그랬어요.
That's what they said.
근데 진행자가 뭐라냐면.
But then the director said.
지금 국왕폐하만 안 오셨지.
Well, the king's not here yet, but.
청중은 다 왔으니까.
Everybody else in the audience is here.
폐하 오신 후에 너 노래 부를래?
Then do you guys want to sing before the king gets here?
예, 좋아요.
Sure, we'll do that.
몇 곡 할까요?
How many shall we sing?
해보게라.
You have to sing three songs.
예, 그럴게요.
All right, we'll do that.
한 곡을 반쯤 했어요.
Halfway through the first song,
국왕폐하께서 오셨어요.
His Majesty the King came.
학생들이 지금 졸업식에 노래 부른 장면.
This is the scene of the students singing at the graduation.
그리고 이제 국왕폐하가 오시다가 학생들 노래 부르고 있으니까
And then the king came and saw that the students were singing
아무 말씀도 안 하시고
And without saying anything
바로 이제 좌석에 앉으시고
He just sat down in his seat
졸업식이 다 끝났어요
And then the graduation ended
졸업식을 마치고 난 뒤에
After the graduation
국왕폐하께서
His Majesty
그 아까 노래 부르던 학생들 좀 오라 그래라
Oh, those students were singing earlier, bring them to me
학생들이 왔어요
And the students came over
국왕폐하님 안녕하세요
Oh, His Majesty, how are you? And he was shocked. Hey, how do you know our language so well? How can you sing so well in our language? And he was so amazed at those kids. And His Majesty saw them as so precious and so lovely. And the students should have ended it there. And they said something they didn't have to say.
우리는요.
You know what?
IYF라는 단체가 있고요.
We have an organization called IYF.
앞으로 열흘 지나면
And 10 days later
우리 IYF 창립 설립하신 박옥수 목사 여기 오세요.
IYF founder Pastor Oxford Park will be coming here.
국왕폐하께서 거기서 장관 보고
And right then the king told his minister
시간 정확히 알아가지고
Find out the time.
박옥수 목사 공항에 내리거든.
And when Pastor Oxford Park arrives at the airport
환영하고
Welcome him
왕궁으로 데려와
And bring him to the king's palace.
그럼 제가 한 번도 국왕을 만나려 했어요.
I would not once that I ever try to meet the king.
그렇게 제가 만난 대통령님.
Presidents that I got to meet like this.
18 분이나 돼.
It's about 18 people like that. 18 presidents.
어떤 분은
Some people.
아주 여러 번 만나.
I've met him many, many times.
열 번도 또 만나고.
More than 10 times.
다섯 번 만난 분.
Some I've met 5 times.
그날 제가 국왕의 초청을 받았어요.
That day I was invited by the king.
왕실에 갔어요.
And went to the king's palace.
이게 왕궁이 이렇게 있는데.
And then there's the king's palace.
왕이 앞에 앉아 계시고.
The king sat in the front.
이렇게 크진 않지만.
It wasn't this big.
거의 모든 신하 다 무릎을 꿇고.
But all the servants got on their knees.
저도 이제 국왕 앞에 기르려고.
And I also was going to crawl in front of the king.
기어가는 건 잘하거든요.
And I'm good at crawling.
군대에서 낮은 포복 높은 포복 빼서.
Because in the army I did the crawling and running and all that.
신발 벗고 이제 딜러 폼을 잡으니까.
And so I took off my shoes and got ready to crawl.
기소실장이 잡더니.
The secretary held me and said.
외국인은 규정상 걸어가야 합니다.
By policy, foreigners must walk.
그래서 이제 걸어갔습니다.
So I walked in.
국왕하고 저하고 인사를 했어요.
And I said hello with the king.
인사 나누고 이제 하나 보니까.
And after I said hello.
10분이 지나갔어요.
10 minutes passed.
국왕한테 내가 저 장관한테.
And I asked the minister, how much a visit do I get time with the king? They said 40 minutes.
그래서 이제 내가 국왕을 왜 만났겠습니까?
And so why do you think I met the king?
복음전하고 만났어요.
It was to preach the gospel.
인사 끝나고
after saying hello,
바로 성경을 펴서
I immediately opened the Bible.
30분 동안 복음을
and I preached the gospel to him for 30 minutes.
왕 폐하께서 눈을 앞눈 깜짝 막 쳐다보고
and his majesty wouldn't blink and he was staring through me.
항상 저 막 제가 영어 못한 덕에
you know, because I'm not good at English,
박박모는 항상 제 통역.
The pastor 박박모는 always interprets for me.
비행기표 두 장 사야.
I have to buy two airplane tickets.
햄버거 두 개 사야.
I gotta buy two hamburgers.
그런데
that's how it is. He's always with me.
박박모 목사 통역하고.
You know, pastor 박박모, he translated.
30분 동안 복음을 전했어.
And for 30 minutes, I preached the gospel.
시계를 보니까
I checked my watch.
40분이 지났어.
40 minutes had passed.
말씀을 거쳤어.
And I finished speaking. And then His Majesty the King said
목사님,
to me, Pastor,
말씀 좀 더 전해.
Preach the word some more.
그 또 30분을 더.
And so I went for 30 more minutes.
국왕이 너무 진지하게.
And the King listened so sincerely.
목사님,
Pastor,
좀 더 전해주세요.
Preach a little bit more.
30분씩 세 번을 전해.
And so I preached for 30 minutes three times.
세 번을 말씀을 전해.
And I preached the word. Three times.
왕님께서 죄 사함을.
And the king received the forgiveness of sins.
그리고 하시는 말씀이.
And then he said,
목사님,
Pastor,
당신은 참된 하나님의 종이십니다.
You are a true servant of God.
내가 목사님에게 땅을 드리겠습니다.
Pastor, I will give you land.
예배당을 지어세요.
Build a church there.
그리고 거기다가 센터를 지어세요.
And build a center there.
목사님 집을 지어세요.
And Pastor, build your house there.
예, 목사님 오시면.
And Pastor, when you come.
제가 갈 때마다.
And each time I come.
에스와티니는.
In Eswatini.
외국에서 왕들이나 대통령이 오면 머무는 곳이.
There's a place where kings or presidents from abroad remain dwell.
항상 저를 거기에 재워주세요.
He always has me sleep there.
다음에 오면 목사님 집에 살아.
And the pastor, the next time you come, live at your house here.
땅을 주셨어.
And he gave us land.
근데 땅들이 우리가 있는 학생들 가까운 타운에 가까이 없고.
But the land was not close to the town where the students are.
타운에 멀리 떨어졌어.
It was land far away from the town.
광배에게 말씀드려.
And so we told His Majesty.
광배 여기는 청소년들이 와야 하는데.
Your Majesty, we need to have the youth come here.
청소년들이 차가 없는데.
And the youth don't have cars.
얼마나 어떻게 옵니까?
How can they come here if it's far?
타운에 땅을 주시오.
Please give us land in the town.
타운에 정부가 가진 땅이 없었어.
And there was no land the government had in the town.
국왕 폐하의 개인 소유 땅을 15,000평을 제공.
And so he gave 15 acres of personal land to us.
이제 우리 그 땅을 깎아 가지고.
And so we broke that land down.
선교 센터도 짓고.
And built the mission center.
짓고,
and soccer fields.
짓고,
and built my house there.
짓고
and built the church chapel there. We want to do that.
그 경치가 너무 아름답고.
And the scenery is so beautiful and so nice.
왕 폐하께 얘기했어요.
So we told His Majesty.
이걸 깎기 너무 아름답습니다.
This land is too beautiful for us to break down. It's too good.
만약에 3만 평을 주시면.
If you give us 30 acres of land.
그냥 놔두고.
Then we'll leave this as is.
깎아가지고 센터를 짓고.
Then we'll build one side and build a center.
축구장을 짓고.
And build a soccer field.
그래서 3만 평을 달래.
And then he asked for 30 acres of land.
3만 평을 주시길래.
He gave us 30 acres.
이거 이제 전문가에서 설계를.
And so this is the design by the architect.
우리 선교 최고 설계 전문가.
The most famous architect of our mission.
권혁천 형제를 시켜서.
No, through brother 권혁천.
그래서 이제 센터 앞에 축구장 언덕이 있고.
And so there's the hill to build a soccer field in front of the center.
그다음에 그 옆에 이제 또 야외 공연장이 있고.
And next to it is the outside amphitheater.
그다음에 박옥수 목사 집도 있고.
And Pastor Oksu Park's house is also there.
네, 집이 어디 있는? 아 이쪽 가에 있는 집이 제 집이에요.
The little one on the side is my house.
예, 이쪽 가에.
On this side.
이거 그래 이제 설계를.
And so that's how they designed it.
지금 짓고 있습니다.
They're building right now.
후왕태하께서 저에게 부탁을 하셨어요.
And his majesty asked me for a favor.
부모님이 한국에 치료를 받으러 가셨어요.
His queen mother was coming to Korea for treatment.
목사님이 제 어머니 국모님을 좀 돌봐주세요.
Pastor, could you help care for my mother, the queen mother?
그러나 제가 해외 갔다가
I was abroad.
드디어 왔는데
And I came back in the evening.
국모님은 낮에 오셨어요.
And the queen mother had arrived during the day.
국모님 기념 그 축하 행사가 있는데
And that day they had a celebration for the queen mother.
제가 거길 들어가려고 하니까
And I tried to go in.
그게 이제 동남아에 있는 에스와티니 대사가 전부 관할한데
And then there was a Southeast Asian embassy in charge of Eswatini.
제가 들어갈 수가 없어요.
And they wouldn't let me in.
제가 뭐 둘 데가 안 들어.
And they said no way you can't come in.
근데 이제 그 기념 행사를 마치고
But after the celebration service
막 이제 호텔을 들어가는데
And we had to enter into the hotel
공주님이 가는 거 봤어.
The princess walked by.
공주는 저하고 아주 가까워서
And the princess she's very close with me.
아, 공주님 오셨냐고.
Oh princess are you here?
아, 예, 목사님 반가워.
Oh yes pastor good to see you.
이야기했어요.
And they said
내가 대사 좀 만나겠다.
And I said to the ambassador let me meet her.
대사 내가
I told the ambassador I need to meet the queen mother. He said no.
당신 뭐 알고 얘기하는 거야?
I said, do you know what you're talking about?
국왕께서 나를 보고 국모님을 돌봐주시라고 명령하셨다.
The king ordered me to take care of the queen mother.
내가 국왕께한테 당신이 방해 못하겠다고 얘기할까?
Shall I tell the king that you did not let me and you got in the way? And I yelled at him.
Oh, you can't do
it. Okay, fine, come in, come in.
그러고 저는 매일 아침 갔어요.
And I went there every morning from then on.
선물을 뭘 드릴까 하다가
And I thought, what should I give as a gift?
당면을 한 다섯 봉지를 썼어요.
And I gave her about five bags of clear noodles.
선물로 드립니다.
And I gave the noodles to her as a gift.
뭐냐고,
what is this?
이 감자로
These are noodles made of potatoes.
참 맛있다.
It's really delicious.
아주 맛있다.
It's really good.
내가 이제 앞으로 에스와티니에 가면
And from now on when I go to Eswatini
감자로 이거 국수 만들고 같이
And I'm going to teach you I'm going to make noodles out of potatoes.
어머님 너무 좋아. 또 자기 하나씩 딱 나눠요.
And the queen mother really liked it. She handed out to everybody.
그리고 그다음에 이제 그날 우리 복음을 전해
And then that day I preached the gospel to her.
그러면서 하나님께서 계속 길을 열어
And through it God kept on opening the way.
그 이듬해
The next year, we had the king's palace service.
왕궁 집회에 제가 주강사로 집회를 했어요.
And I came to the king's palace service as the main speaker.
저 여기 궁 안에 3,000명이 되는
And then in the palace, 3,000 people.
정부 주요 인물들 있고
And the king's royal officials.
밖에는 만 명이 이제 그 영상으로 스크린으로 보고
And on the outside, there is 10,000 people watching on the screen.
그리고 그 다음에 모든 국민은 텔레비전으로 참석하는.
And all the citizens are watching this on TV.
내가 국왕을 좀 떨어진 자리에 제일 앞자리에 앉아서.
I sat in the front seat a little bit far away from the king.
말씀을 전.
And I went out and I preached the word.
그 점심 식사 때는.
And during lunchtime.
국왕님하고.
The king.
국무총리하고.
The prime minister.
저하고.
Myself.
박방 목사.
Pastor 박방원.
넷이 식사를 했어.
The four of us ate lunch together.
제가 요구하는 건 구하기 다 들어.
And the king listens to all my requests.
국왕님이 구원을 받으신 뒤에
And after the king got saved
너무 행복해
And he was so happy
여러분 제가 아무것도 아닌 사람인데
Everyone, even though I'm a person who is nothing
내가 하나님을 사랑하는데
I love God
하나님 나 같은 인간 함께 계셔서
And God was with a person like me
내가 복음을 전할 때마다
And each time I preach the gospel
구원을 받고 사람이 변하는
People get saved and they change
뭐 환경이 변하거나 그런 게 문제가 아니고
You know, the environment changing, that's not the problem
그러면서 하나님께 놀랍게 일을 하시
And through it, God was working amazingly in me
사람들이 죄사함을 받으면
And the people receive the forgiveness of sin
예수님과 한 마음이 됩니다
And they become one heart with Jesus
그때부터 예수님 마음이 컸어요.
And from then on, the heart of Jesus is inside of them.
생각해보세요.
And think about it.
가늠한 여자가
the woman taken to the altar.
맞아 죽을 수밖에 없는데.
She could only be stoned to death.
예수님 만나 살았어.
But she met Jesus and she lived.
그저 슬픔에 갔겠습니까?
And do you think she had sadness?
괴로움에 갔겠습니까?
Do you think she had suffering?
아닙니다.
No.
말할 수 없는 감사를 가지고
She had unspeakable thankfulness.
가늠한 여자 마음에
In the heart of woman taken to the adultery.
어디에도 감사와 기쁨이 충만하기 때문에
She was only full of thankfulness, joy and fulfillment.
미워하거나
Hatred
악하거나,
or evil
음란하거나,
or lust.
거짓된 마음이 들어갈 자리가 없더라.
Or there's no room for the deceitful heart.
예수님은 그 여자 마음에
Jesus in this woman's
감사로,
heart with thankfulness
기쁨으로,
with joy
은혜로,
with grace Jesus completely filled her
사랑하는 여러분,
our loving folks,
성경은 뭐라고 말하냐면,
what does the Bible say?
우리가 더러운 죄에서 어떻게 죄삼 받은지를 이야기합니다.
It tells us how we receive the forgiveness of sins from the dirty sins.
여러분, 말씀을 받아들이면,
if you accept those words,
예수를 또한 여러분의 한 마음이 되는 거예요.
That Jesus Christ and you become one heart.
만일 여러분 누구든지 불문하고,
then if no matter who you are,
예수님과 한 마음이 되면,
if you become one heart with Jesus,
여러분 무슨 일을 하든지,
then no matter what you do,
예수님의 일이
됩니다. It is the work of Jesus.
여러분 무슨 일을 하나님이 도우고 싶어요.
And no matter what you do, God helps you.
전 복음을 전 참 많은 방해하는 사람들이 있어.
I preached the gospel, so many people
distracted me.
So many people went against me.
많이 있었지만,
there was many, but
그때마다,
each time,
그러나 이 모든 일에,
they in all these things,
우리를 사랑하시는 이로 말미암아,
through He who loves us,
우리가 넉넉히 이기느니라.
We are more than conquerors.
하나님께 늘 함께 계셔서
God was always with us.
하나님 우리를 기뻐하고 계십니다.
God is rejoicing with us.
하나님 그 아들 예수님을 보내서
God sent His Son Jesus.
나는 나를 죄에서 건져내려고 하셨어.
And He wanted to deliver us from sin.
십자가에 못 박혀 죽으시겠어.
And then He was carrying be crucified on the cross.
우리의 죄를 다 사하겠어.
And He forgave all our sins.
우리의 모든 다 죄를 사해놨는데
And even though He forgave all our sins.
너무나 너무나 슬프고 안타까운.
But the very very saddening thing is.
참많은 사람들이
many people
사단에게 속아서
they're deceived by Satan
죄인이라고 합니다.
They say they are sinners.
목사님도 죄인.
Pastor says I'm a sinner.
장로님도 죄인.
Elder says I'm a sinner.
10년 믿어도 죄인.
Even though you believe 10 years you're a sinner.
사람들은
such people
하나님을 믿는 게 아니고
they are not believing in God.
자기의 생각을 믿는 겁니다.
They believe in their own thoughts.
하나님은 말씀하시기를
God says in the word
예수 피로 우리 죄가 다 씻어졌다고
that the blood of Jesus washed away all our sins.
성경은 얘기하기를
The Bible tells us
아니, 우리 죄를 기억지 않는다고 하죠.
That God remembers our sins no more.
하나님은 말씀하시기를
God says in the word
우리 죄를 다 사했다.
That our sins are all forgiven.
너희가 의롭게 됐다.
You have been made righteous.
거룩하게 됐다.
You are holy.
깨끗하게 됐다고.
You have been made clean, he tells us.
성경은 그렇게 말해.
That's what the Bible tells us.
많은 하나님 성경을 믿지 아니하고
Many people don't believe the Bible.
자기를 생각 따라
And they follow their own thoughts.
죄인이라고 말합니다.
They say they're sinners.
죄를 용서해 달라고 합니다.
And they ask for their sins to be forgiven.
예수님 얼마나 가슴이 아프겠습니까?
How heartbreaking this is for Jesus.
아니야.
No.
내가 네 죄를 다 받았어.
I received the punishment for all your sins.
다 사했어.
I forgave them all at the cross.
깨끗해.
You are clean.
의로워.
You are righteous. And he says that to so many people.
사람들 전부 죄인이라고.
And people all say that they're sinners.
죄인이라고.
They say they're sinners.
우리가 예수님과 마음을 같이 했습니다.
May you be united our hearts with Jesus.
도미니카에 갔는데
I went to Dominican Republic.
굉장히 많은 목사님들이 모여.
Many pastors had gathered.
제가 이야기했습니다.
And then I said to them.
나는 의롭습니다. 그랬어요.
I said I am righteous.
목사님들 가득으로 깜짝.
The pastors gathered there were shocked.
목사님 질문 있습니다.
Pastor, question.
이렇게 하세요.
Go ahead.
죄 안 지었습니까?
You never sinned.
도둑질 안 했습니까?
You never stole.
거짓말 안 했습니까?
You never lied.
저 도둑질 헤아릴 수 없습니다.
I committed theft so many times.
나무 집에 사과가 내 사과가 되고.
You know, I would steal apples from other people's farms.
한번 나머지 참외를 따먹었는데.
One time I was plucking melons from other people's farms.
주인한테 들켰어요.
I got caught by the owner.
내가 도망을 갔는데.
And I was running away.
주인이.
The owner said.
우리 아버지 함자를 부르면서.
You know, he called out my father's name.
저는 그 아무 것이 아들 아니야.
He is so and so's son.
아, 오늘 제 소식 걸렸네.
And I felt so bad about that.
그는 술을 잡으면서.
And then that old man he drank.
아버지한테 내가 자기 참외 따먹었다.
And then he told my father that I was stealing melons from his farm.
아버지 막 화를 내시고.
And my father got angry with me.
나 내가 너 이 동네 못 살겠다.
Hey, I can't live in this village because of you. So embarrassing.
이사 가야겠다.
I better move away.
정말 제가 그랬어요.
And that's how I really was.
술을 마셨어.
And then he said.
목사님도한테 질문.
And so those pastors asked me that question.
목사님 죄를 지면 죄인 아닙니까?
Pastor, you sinned. You're a sinner, aren't you?
어떻게 어렵다고 하십니까?
How could you say that you're righteous?
웃었어요.
I laughed.
그분들 막 이상하죠.
And then they looked at me like I was strange.
나도 잘 몰라 그랬어.
I said, I don't even know. I said.
막고 울리시던 거예요.
And then they were all wide-eyed.
나 잘 모르는데.
I said, I don't know.
하나 확실한 것은.
But one thing I know for sure.
하나님 날 보고 의롭다고 하셨어요.
God called me righteous.
하나님 의롭다면 의로운 거 아니에요.
God says I'm righteous. I'm righteous, aren't I?
날 보고 거룩하다 했어요.
God called me holy.
그의 성경.
That's why we believe the Bible.
고린도전서 6장 10절 봐라.
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 10.
도적이나 탐나는 훈욕하는 도적한 자 한 나라를 전부에 유업으로 받지 못.
Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
11절에
In verse 11,
너희 중에 이와 같은 자들이 있더니,
and such were some of you,
도둑질하고,
stealing,
간음하고,
adultery, and you have committed sin. That's what it means.
주 예수 그리스도 이름과 우리 하나님의 성령 안에서 신원과 거룩한 의롭다 하심을 얻었느니라.
But you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
죄를 지었는데,
God, even though I committed sin,
나를 씻어졌다 하셨다.
He says that I am washed.
의로워졌다 하셨다.
He says that I have been justified.
거룩해졌다 하셨다.
He says that I have been sanctified.
하나님이 씻었다면 씻은 거 아니야?
If God says I'm washed, aren't I?
의롭다면 의로운 거 아니야?
If God says I'm righteous, aren't I?
거룩한 거 아니야?
If God says I'm holy, aren't I? I shouted and they became quiet and then suddenly the pastor stood up and they began to crowd the podium. Why are they crowding the podium? I didn't want to fight. And they held my hand, Pastor, you're my father. And they said, thank you. And they asked me to sign their book. And they said, let's take a picture. Take all the pictures you want. I'll sit here. I said, and I was so thankful. And all those pastors were changed.
분명히 성경에
Surely in the Bible
하나님 내가 그들의 죄악을 사하고
God says they I have forgiven them
다시는 그 죄를 기억지 아니하리라
And I will remember their sins no more
여호와의 말입니다
Saith the Lord
분명히 성경 그렇게 말
Surely that's what the Bible says
사람들 성경 그 소리에서
But people go against the words of the Bible
죄인이라고 말합니다
They say that they are sinners
죄인이라면
If you're a sinner
예수님 십자가에 헛죽었다는 이야기
It means Jesus died in vain
하나님 역사를 부정하는 것
That's denying the work of God
가장 큰 구원의 계획을 뒤엎는 것
That is reversing the greatest plan of God's salvation
악중의 악입니다
It is the evil of evil
하나님 저주받습니다
That is worthy of God's curse
아닙니다
No
Jesus
was crucified.
우리 모두의 죄를 사했다고 성경은 이야기합니다.
And the Bible tells us that He forgave all our sins.
예, 여러분 생각 믿지 말고.
Do not believe your thoughts.
살아있는 하나님의 말씀을 믿읍시다.
Believe the living Word of God.
여러분 속에 성령으로 충만함을 얻을.
And you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit within you.
많은 목사님들이 성경을 안 읽어요.
Many pastors don't read the Bible.
로마 3장 10절에
In Romans chapter 3 verse 10
의인은 없나니 하도 없으며
There is no righteous no not one
말합니다.
That's what it says
23절에
But in verse 23
모든 사람이 죄를 범하여 하나님의 영광을 이루지 못하니
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God
24절에
verse 24
그리스도 예수 안에서 구속으로 말미암아 하나님은 값없이 의롭다 하심을 얻은 자
Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
로마 3장 23절을 아는 사람 많은데.
Many people know Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
24절은 아무도 몰라.
But nobody knows verse 24.
왜?
Why?
마귀가 눈을 가려놨어.
The devil has blinded us.
사람들이 죄인이라.
People say they're sinners.
하나님이 우리를 값없이 의롭다고 하셨다.
God says He has freely justified us.
의롭다 하심을 우리는 얻었다.
We have been justified.
그러면 의로운 거예요.
Then we are righteous.
다음부터 도미니카 가기만 하면.
And whenever I go to the Dominican Republic,
목사님 저를 저 그 주일날 예배 때 날 설교하게 하고.
The pastors invite me to preach on the Sunday service.
내가 말씀을 들으려고 그래요.
And they come to listen to the word.
이제 그분은 아주 친해졌어요.
And I become very close with them.
왜?
Why?
예수님 우리 죄를 사했기
Because Jesus forgave our sins.
예수님하고 친하려면 어떻게 하는지 아십니까?
Do you know what I have to do to be close with Jesus?
부부가 결혼해 둘이 사랑해 결혼했는데
You know when a couple gets married they love each other.
마음이 안 맞으면
If their hearts don't get along
원수 같고
They become enemies
믿고,
They hate each other
결혼하고,
They want to get divorced. That's what happens.
마음이 같아야
The heart has to be same.
어떻게 같아야 합니까?
How does it become the same?
같아
They have to be same.
어떤 저 뭐야 그 보면은
And if you look,
할아버지가 길을 걸어가다가
There was a grandpa who was walking.
여보, 당신 좋아하는 치킨 순 먹읍시다.
He said, oh, honey, let's get some chicken soup that you love.
할머니 뭐래요?
And the grandma says,
아니에요, 당신 좋아하는 스테이크 먹.
No, let's get the steak that you love.
치킨 soup.
Chicken soup.
Steak.
Steak.
Chicken soup.
Chicken soup.
Steak.
Steak.
이 할망구나. 나도 나를 대세가 반대만.
This grandma never listens to me. Always says the opposite.
왜 그래요?
Why?
치킨 먹지 뭐.
Just eat some chicken soup then.
그게 좋을 거 그죠?
It is so good, right?
그 힘들어요?
Is that hard?
안 주는 건 얼마나 좋고 고마운데 그죠?
You know it's so good. They're giving it to you. Why not?
치킨 수입은 또 떼끔 어때요?
So what if it's chicken soup? So what if it's
steak? 그거 먹어야 돼요.
And do you have to eat that?
마음 먹는 게 좋지.
You know it's good to be one heart.
그래야 돼요.
That's how it should be.
치킨 수입 하는데.
When he says chicken soup.
Steak.
Steak. She says.
의인이라 하는데.
She says you're righteous. I'm a sinner.
맞습니까?
Is that right?
예수님이 의인이라고 그러십니다.
Jesus says you're righteous.
우리 얼마나 잘나 죄인이라고 예수님을 막 거스르고 그러는.
How great are we to say that we're sinners and go against Jesus?
여러분 그런 사람 없지요?
Nobody like that here, right?
있어요?
Is there?
그런 사람 있어요?
Is there anybody like that here?
예수님이 의롭다면.
If Jesus says you're righteous.
의로운 겁니다.
You are righteous.
하나님이 거룩하다면.
God says you're holy.
거룩한 것입니다.
You are holy.
여러분이 보기에 정확해야 하는 게 아니에요.
It should not be accurate in your eyes.
하나님의 보시기에 거룩해야 합니다.
It has to be holy in God's eyes.
하나님 보실 때 의로워야 합니다.
You have to be righteous in God's eyes.
여러분 보실 때 어떠하든지 간에.
No matter how it looks in your eyes.
하나님의 눈으로는.
By the eyes of God.
예수 십자가 여러분 죄를 다 사했기 때문에.
At the cross, He forgave all of your sins.
하나님 눈에는.
In the eyes of God.
여러분 모두 거룩하게 보입니다.
All of you appear holy.
아멘.
아멘.
여러분 모두 의롭게 보입니다.
All of you appear righteous.
깨끗하게 보입니다.
All of you appear clean.
온전하게 보입니다.
All of you appear perfect.
우리 뭐라고 말합니까?
And so what does Jesus say?
의롭다고 말.
He says that you are righteous.
여러분도 그렇습니까?
Is that so with you?
의로운 사람 손 들어.
Raise your hand if you're righteous.
아멘.
아멘.
하나님 얼마나 기뻐하실까?
How happy would God be?
딴 교회는 늘 죄인이라 울고만 하는데.
Everybody else, they're always crying, saying that they're sinners.
어린애도 울만 듣기 싫은데.
And even little kids cry, you don't want to hear it.
50대 아줌마가 울어봐 얼마나 듣기 싫은데.
But if a 50-year-old woman cries, how bad that is, you don't want to hear it.
70대 할아버지 울어봐 얼마나 듣기 싫은데.
If a 70-year-old grandpa cries, you don't want to hear it.
하나님 싫어하십니다.
God hates it.
이제 울지 맙시다.
So don't cry now.
감사합시다.
Be thankful.
이제 죄인이 아닙니다.
We're not sinners now.
죄를 지었지만.
Even though we sinned.
김지성 형제도
Even brother Kim Ji-sung is righteous.
교도소에서
In prison
정말 그 저 뭐야 사형은도 받고
He got the death penalty.
그 사람도 의인인데
Even he's righteous.
하나님 우리 어렸다 왜 의인이 아니에요?
You know, God called us righteous. Why wouldn't we be righteous?
믿습니까?
Do you believe it?
여러분이 의롭다고 말할 때
When you say that you're righteous
예수님이 가장 기뻐하십니다.
That's when Jesus is most pleased.
죄인이라고 말한다.
When you say that you're sinner
예수님 슬퍼합니다.
He makes Jesus sad.
저 사람 내가 죄를 다 사해놨는데
That person I forgave all his sins.
아, 나만 내 말 되게 안 듣네.
Oh, but he's not listening to me at all.
저러면 안 되는데
He shouldn't do that.
할 수 없다.
No, no. Oh,
지옥을
well,
보내기 싫어서
I don't want to send him to hell.
진짜 죄를 다 사해놔도
I washed all his sins at the cross.
죄인이 지옥 가려고 하니까
But he says that he has sins. He wants to go to hell.
어떻게 할 수 없지. 지옥 갈 수밖에 없는 거.
Then he can only go to hell.
우리 이제 죄인이 아닙니다.
Now we're no longer sinners.
하나님이 의롭다고 하셨습니다.
God said we are righteous.
할렐루야.
할렐루야.
예수님을 감사합니다.
I thank Jesus.
그 모든 죄를 사하고
He forgave all our sins.
그렇다면 하나님께 영광과 경배를 돌립니다.
And God who called us righteous, I give him honor and glory.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
하나님 아버지 참 감사합니다.
Father God, we truly thank you.
성경에 보면
When we look in the Bible,
한 번, 두 번이 아니고
Not just once or twice,
열 번, 스무 번
But 10 times, 20 times
죄가 사해졌다 기록되어 있고
It says that our sins are forgiven.
의롭다고 하셨습니다.
It says that we are righteous.
우리 죄를 사하신 주님을 찬양
God who forgave our sins, we praise you, God.
어제 자리에 우리 모두
All of us are gathered
here, 하나님 말씀대로
According to the word of God,
죄 사함을 받고
Receive the forgiveness of sins.
이제 거룩한 마음으로
Young with a holy heart,
죄와 상관없이
Having nothing to do with sin,
은혜에 참여하게 해줘
Let us participate in grace.
주의 크신 은혜가 함께 하시게
되 The amazing grace of God be with us.
감사합니다.
We thank you.
예수님 이름으로 기도합니다.
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
감사합니다.
Thank you, everyone.